back when in 1967, a DJ called Tony Blackburn came on the air and said,
"And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Noel Edmonds, he was next. The man was a musical rebel. Did he play the Beatles? Did he play the Stones?
Two from Doctor Hook, a little bit more, and just like the movies, good morning!
And singing a fit to the 80s was a man who thought that he was terrific. He spent the night before his very first show thinking of something prolific.
I don't want you to let this go any further, but I spent most of last night considering my first words for this program, because I realized they had to be quite prolific. So here goes. Welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Along came Simon Mayor. He was young, gifted and single. After 5 long years on the air, people only remember his jingle. Yeah.
Mayo, Simon Mayo. Daylight come and we won't wake up.
Since the days of Simon Mayo, things have never been the same again. And the Breakfast Show since 99 has had a notable lack of men.
So goodbye to Zoe. See you later to cars.
Your contract has expired, so get back in your box.
Those days, they have all gone now, but do not shed a tear.
From now until they fire his ass, the savior is here.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Everybody.
morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Woke up one morning, half asleep, with all my blankets in a heap.
You too, a beautiful day from Radio 1. Morning, Britain. I am Chris Moyles, the saviour. Hello. First of all, look at the text messages to get all the compliments and, you know, good morning wishes and everything. Carl has already texted in. Thank you, Carl. Great start. But then again, Leeds had one of those yesterday, didn't they, Chris? Sadly, we don't have time to discuss the Leeds-Arsenal game from yesterday, just because it's the first show and it's so busy and tight. I'd love to, sadly, play all the Arsenal goals, but we just don't have time. I'm really sorry about that.
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Right, so it's a brand new show, completely different to anything you've ever heard before. Moyles' Big Ones coming up. No, I'm joking. And it's the same people that used to be on in the afternoon. Dave's here, Comedy Day.
Hello and good morning.
How are you feeling?
I'm very good, thank you. I thought that opener was quietly understated.
I thought so. Yeah. Alad is here because you can't do a show without Alad, the only one in the village. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Very excited.
I can see that you're dressed down for today's show.
I'm dressed down, yeah.
How would you describe the history of that jacket?
What?
Doesn't matter. So, and it's all been produced by the legend that is Rachel from Kidderminster.
Hello.
Who's delighted with the football result yesterday. You were more happy about 85 minutes in.
Yes, Saturday, yes. It was very, very exciting up until 88 minutes.
I've decided, as Leeds are out now, right, almost predictably, I'm going to be a Kidderminster Harriers supporter for the rest of the cup.
Excellent.
Well, the replay is, what, a week tomorrow, isn't it?
Tuesday the 13th.
There you go.
You going?
Oh, well, I've gone. There's no point in going to Elland Road, is there? You know what I mean? Anyway, and that's all we're doing. That's all our football for today.
Congratulations, by the way, to Everton for their result on Saturday.
I'm not talking about
good win.
Not talking about football.
Bring on the draw.
Yeah, all right, shut up. When's the draw? Today?
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
7.13 in the morning. Hello, how are you? This is Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body. I don't feel tired this morning, but I do feel a little bit embarrassed.
Why?
I went to, because I've obviously had a bit of time off. I went out to America for a week, and I went to Las Vegas with an old girl I used to go out with when I was at school.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, had a few drinks, right? Only ended up getting married, didn't we?
When? When you're away?
The other night, yeah. Anyway, we're trying to get it annulled, but don't worry about that. That's a joke for people who've read the papers already. I don't know, do I? I don't know how we're all, it's a learning curve for everyone. I don't know how awake people are. I don't know what they know is going on in the world, you know, news-wise and everything. I know that everyone will know that Leeds lost yesterday, because that's always the case. But, it's a learning curve, Dave.
We'll get through it together.
Right. I'm going to tell the time now. You ready?
Yeah.
Exactly 18 big Radio 1 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock.
Because that's what you have to do on breakfast, isn't it? We never did it on afternoons, but you have to tell the time when people are getting up.
Because people, you know, you've got to say things like, if you're rushing out for the 7:15 bus, you've missed it. And things like that. If you're rushing out for the 8:30 bus, you've got 12 minutes.
Not every day, though. It'd become irritating, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, plus as well, you can't rely on public transport these days. But let's not go into a big rant about that. Right, so our first feature is coming up in a second. This is, the idea is, right, and I want everyone to take part in this. If I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning, the least you can do is at least join in our stupid little features and competitions. Basically, every morning, by this time, I'm going to bring in a record from home. Genuinely, absolutely, hand on my heart, going to bring in a CD from my own record collection at home. And I'm going to play it. And I'm going to play it for as long as possible. Now, the music department at Radio 1 don't know what kind of track I'm going to play. Rachel doesn't know. Dave doesn't know. No one knows. And the idea is, Dave, Alad, Rachel, and you, the listeners, out there in listenerland, as soon as you've had enough of the record, once all your four votes have been counted, i.e. Alad, Dave, Rachel, and the listeners all as one, then the record stops, which means I might play 30 seconds of it, I might play 3.5 minutes of it, you just never know.
So it's interactive play-at-home fun.
Yeah. I get to kind of show you what music I have in my home collection and play some nice, you know, stuff. It could be a week old, could be 20 years old, it could be anything. There's
we
no,
just don't know.
There's, we just, well, I do, because I brought it in this
morning. But we don't know.
But you'll play it in a minute.
Right, I see.
Right. So what we'll do that next. You need your phone, because you need to be able to text to take part. You might like the record, you might want to hear all of it, you might not like it, you might want to text in and get rid of it. I'll give you the proper instructions in a second. It's 7:19. This is Pink at Radio 1. I want to point it out to all the radio critics, by the way, who were listening to the show to slag it off. I did not choose that record. I had nothing to do with that. That was scheduled by Alex. And it's not an ego thing. That was the first 7 minutes of the show.
You like it, though, don't you? You like it?
I like you, but I like Pink. I know she's like a bit rough and everything, but I would.
Who thinks she looks like Eddie Izzard?
Don't say that.
Do you not think?
Well, I bloody do now, don't I? Yeah. I didn't before.
As if you had any chance with her anyway.
Hey, you're joking, aren't you? There's a picture of me on the stairs of Radio 1. She's got her hand on my head.
She had a record to promote.
Good morning. She just... She's a very friendly woman. Right, 7:23.
Buzz off.
Time for Buzz Off. It's an awful title, right? But we can't think of anything else.
There was one other title, actually.
What?
But we weren't allowed to do that.
Was it rude?
Yeah, it was the Bell one.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Basically, I brought in a CD from home. I'm going to do this every morning. And genuinely, honestly, hand on heart, I'm going to bring in a CD from home, and I've done it today. I will play it as long as possible until four votes have come in. The four votes are one from Alid, one from Dave, one from Rachel, and one collective vote from the listeners. The listeners vote... are we doing 2,000?
Yeah.
Right. When we've had 2,000 text messages from the listeners, that counts as your vote. And this noise will go off. Buzz. See? When Dave's had enough, he'll say, Dave.
Dave.
And Alid.
Alid.
Rachel will go.
Rachel.
Like that. Okay. So, all you got to do is text Buzz Off to 81199 when you've had enough of the following record. Don't ruin it. Just text it now because that's charged. Buzz Off. Plus, it's a really good record. Buzz Off to 81199, right? Buzz, B-U-Z-Z, space, O-F-F, off, right? When we get 2,000 text messages from the listeners, you'll hear that, and then everyone else joins in. When all four votes and all four buzzers have gone off, the record will stop. Today's record is... The Lightning Seeds.
The world is full of fools. They'll never get it right. You don't know what to do. So you do anything you like. Put your foot down and drive. Oh, you're a silly thing. Put your foot down and drive. You're such a pretty thing. Put your foot down and drive.
Looking good.
You're never gonna be like all those fools. You're going out tonight.
Dave.
Alibus. No, really?
I want us to be the first.
That's rubbish. Hey, why did you do
I'm
that?
I'm keeping the show pacing.
It's a blooming great record. How dare you? I don't want to be the first. Right between Rachel and...
Rachel.
No! Now we're just waiting for the listeners, who are loving it, by the way. They are loving it. They're loving it. I don't control the listener buzz, it goes off automatically because Scott does it, because he does text messages.
You better say...
Oh, balls. That was a lot quicker than I thought, to be honest. Is that 2,000 already?
Yeah.
Anyway, Lightning Seeds and Change, that was a great record. You've all got no taste in music, should be ashamed of yourselves.
This is Radio 1.
It's a brand new year. Wake up with Moyles.
Morning.
Go home with Coxie. This is Radio 1.
News and sport coming up next. There's 50 Cent in the club at Radio 1.
Go Sean. It's your birthday. We're going to party. Pop off. Shady aftermath.
Yeah. No diggity. Down with the funky, fresh flavors. On the beat, on the street. Aye. Go on, Dave. You're down with the flavors. Give me some jive talk, man.
Word to your mother.
There you go. That's pretty much. 50 in the club. You got half an hour done, Dave.
Not bad, eh? They said it never lasts.
What do they know? They know nothing. What do they know?
BBC.
Radio 1.
Coming up, by the way, one of the greatest competitions Radio 1 has ever seen. It's kind of part quiz, part reminisce with quiz legend. Does that make sense?
It's near genius.
It's enough. That's enough of a tease, right? And we're doing the last half hour of the show. I know I'm forwarding like 2 hours, but by the time you get to work, put the radio on at work. It's very, very funny. In a second, we'll play Kylie Minogue. We'll play Outkast at 7:30. Let's get some news and sport. Dominic.
Well, there's one story everyone's talking about this morning. Britney Spears. She's expected to ask a Las Vegas court to get her out of her weekend marriage. She got hitched to her childhood friend Jason Alexander. Her record label says it was just a joke that went far too far. Anissa Webster is an LA divorce lawyer.
I would imagine that with her saying that she was drunk at the time and didn't know what she was doing, and again, if Jason signs an answer where he agrees with that, I would imagine the court will go ahead and grant the annulment.
This, I find this bizarre, because am I right in saying Britney may have been a bit tiddly?
Possibly.
She then runs off and gets married with an old mate.
Yeah,
who's just a friend.
Yep.
And then they go, oh my God, what have we done? We need to get it annulled.
Yeah.
It's an episode of Friends. I've seen this before. It's not original, right? It's a good few years old. What's she going to do next? Put a massive turkey on her head with some silly fake sunglasses. Do you know what I mean? Is her best mate a paleontologist? And I practice saying that word.
Paleontologist,
yeah.
So, I mean, there's no official word yet, and we don't know whether she was drunk or whether it was a prank that just went too far or what.
If he's got any sense, when she goes, oh, let's get it annulled, he'll go, annulled? I'm having half, love. I'm having half. That Malibu house, I'm having it all.
There's other news around this morning as well. A new audio tape, said to be from the terrorist leader Osama bin Laden, is being analysed by American intelligence experts. The speaker talks about the capture of Saddam Hussein last month and urges Muslims to continue a holy war. Visitors to the US will now have to undergo even more security checks. They'll have their fingerprints and photographs taken, though it won't affect British passengers until later in the year. Isa Hutchinson is in charge of the program.
This takes a matter of seconds. It's non-intrusive. We respect individuals' privacy rights, and we're taking every step to make sure that this facilitates the passengers that come through our airports and does not delay them.
Roadside cameras could be used to fine drivers in England and Wales up to £100 for ignoring traffic signs. The traffic management bill is being debated by MPs later. £2 million is being spent on a drive to tackle obesity in English schools.
Hey.
The scheme is going to target tuck shops and vending machines in 500 schools so they'll offer healthier snacks. Dr. Julia Verne is involved in a Southwest project.
They love sweets, but if you actually offer them fruit and healthier options, they will eat those too. And there's very good evidence that healthier tuck shops, particularly those offering fruit and vegetables, can be extremely successful.
Maybe it's just me, right? I read the story, I hear what you're saying. The story seems to be, right, put fruit and nicer food in a tuck shop. Surely the answer is get rid of the tuck shop!
That would be
I'll have a Mars bar, a Twix, a Snickers and a banana.
Also,
please,
just
that'd
a
lovely
bit of information. They're spending £2 million in England. Next week, they're going to spend £24 million in Scotland.
Maybe
what are we saying there?
I don't know.
What are you saying?
Yeah,
I'm saying
yeah,
nothing.
I'm saying nothing. I love Scottish people and think they're all thin and good looking.
So do I. There's some Nicole Kidman news as well. She's been paid an estimated £2 million for a new perfume ad. The commercial for Chanel shows her fleeing from a pack of photographers. It's 4 minutes long. It's going to be shown in cinemas later this year.
How egotistical having something, you know, that's all about yourself for 4 minutes. I would never do anything like that at all. Sport!
Yeah, do you know you said a little bit earlier you haven't got time to play those goals from Elland Road yesterday? Well, Arsene Wenger may change his team from time to time. The club goes on in the FA Cup.
He goes back to Jens Lehmann. It's been for nearly 8 minutes. Oh, and Bobby Dupree scored! It is a real error by Jens Lehmann!
Tammy with Bloomberg to his right. Play to the sweet. Edge of the penalty. Puts the cross back. Wonderful goal! Thierry Henry right-footed on the ball. And he's down the left-hand side. Eddie's through the middle. Played in towards the Brazilian. 2-1. Another fabulous goal. Henry around Kilcallen. And now play back Pires. 3-1. Pires trying to chip it. Oh, there's a great goal. Fantastic goal by Colo Torre.
We haven't got time for any more goals.
It was only 26 seconds.
Move on.
Okay, 15 consecutive wins now in the competition for Arsenal and Arsene Wenger.
We passed the ball well, created the chances. We looked always dangerous. Even it was a difficult one because Leeds gave us a hard game. We were really committed. And only when they collapsed in the last 10 minutes, we could score the goals we wanted to make the difference.
Leeds now can look forward to Newcastle on Wednesday in the Premiership.
Come on!
But it looks like Alan Smith's in trouble again. Him and Adu clashed, according to the papers this morning. Adu was complaining about Smith's rough tactics.
That's because he's a great big girl's blouse and should shut his mouth.
Man U looked like they were going out at Aston Villa until Roy Keane and Ruud van Nistelrooy came off the bench and Paul Scholes woke up. He scored twice in 5 minutes in the second half to make it 2-1 there. And Harry Kewell's being accused of saying he died for Danny Murphy's penalty. This was in Liverpool's 2-0 win at Yeovil. I had to dive is one of the headlines this morning. Elsewhere, Louis Sahar scored twice to send Fulham to the fourth round. That was the expense of Cheltenham 2-1. Cheltenham, of course, in the third division. And the draw is at 1 o'clock today. Far more exciting, though, Kim Marsh watched Phil the Power Taylor win his 11th World Darts Championship title in sudden death last night. This was in the Circus Tavern, and in his return, he gave his winning arrows.
The first time I've watched him play properly, I mean, I've seen him on TV and everything, but this is the first time I've seen him play live. I just think he's awesome.
Just Stadium of Light. The Theatre of Dreams. The Circus Tavern.
It's going to be raining this morning, most parts of the UK. Drier in South East England, though. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 7.36.
How did you feel that went on a scale of 1 to 10, you two? Because we've had a half-hour warm-up. You're straight in.
I thought, I don't know, a comfortable 6. Looking at the boss through the window, he's going, 5.
Lower. Julia, how did you feel that went?
2, oh my God.
4.
4 for you.
Mm.
I think you're being a bit generous there, Lewis. We've got a good
Your morning's just got better. The Savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
7.36, Kylie Minogue coming up.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Monday morning, 5th of January 2004. It's Outkast and Hey Ya, which is the theme to our little TV advert, which features me as a bin man. I think it's fantastic acting, to be honest.
I think you look really well cast in that role.
Dave is in it, and he gets to kind of play a kind of similar Where's Wally game.
Where's Davey?
Where's Dave? He was there all day. He is in the ad somewhere. And if you want to watch it, by the way, it's on tonight, right? Prime time, just before Neighbours on BBC One after CBBC.
It's prime time for the kids, though, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And then if you're watching BBC Two tonight, after Dead Ringers and before Little Britain, and the catchphrase, by the way, from the Scouse fellow in the wheelchair is banned from this show, and anybody who ever says it has to put £10 in the Little Britain catchphrase kitty, right?
Without saying it, I was doing that all Saturday afternoon
this
in Sainsbury's.
It's banned.
Walking around, going...
Don't. Seriously, don't. It's banned. It's absolutely banned. So BBC Two tonight, between Dead Ringers and Little Britain, and before Neighbours on BBC One, and just before the 7 o'clock news on BBC Three, see our little advert going out and try and spot Dave. Right?
Not off.
Hi, this is Wes, and it's the official chart show. I'm Wes, and it's the official chart show. They're going up, they're going down, they're going
unkind.
Run. That's what you sound like every Sunday. That's what you sound like.
It's very unkind, and to think I woken up especially.
Have you woken up?
Especially. Right. 5 to 7 I was up, actually. I was really nervous for you at 7 o'clock. You know what I mean? I was, like, pacing up and down, and you came on. You were fine. I don't know why I was worrying.
5 to 7, Wes was up, but he didn't wake up until 5:15. Good morning. So, Wes, hello. How are
hello.
You?
Hello. I'm very good. I'm under the duvet still.
Are you?
No, yes.
Are you on your own?
I am by myself, yes.
Right, okay, good. So every Monday, you're going to do a recap of the chart, but rather than do it on tape in that silly fake voice,
yeah.
I'd rather have the real Wes. Like, the raw Wes.
Right, okay then.
And I like, see, this is the Wes that I know and love.
What?
By the way.
What, when I first wake up? What are you saying?
How saucy was Wes yesterday on Vernon's Happy Hour?
There was all sorts of innuendos flying around there.
Wes is like the new Sid James of Radio 1. I expected him to halfway through go, like that.
So this is what it's going to be like every Monday morning, is it?
Monday, yeah, every Monday morning.
Right.
Listen, while you're on,
yes.
How long have you done the chart for now?
For nearly a year.
Right, okay. So
for nearly a year.
As far as numbers go, You're quite quick on them. You know, like dart players know instantly what, you know, what to finish on and all that, trebles and doubles. They know, well, you finish on a double, but you know what I mean. Can you instantly just go bang, bang, bang with numbers?
Well, I think so.
If a track was a new entry last week at number 17, it dropped down six places, where would it be?
11.
No!
Dropped.
If it was at 17, it dropped six.
Yeah.
11.
Don't you climb to number one?
What?
You climb to number one, you don't drop to number one. The answer was 23, you're rubbish.
Oh, I see what you're doing there, yes.
Whereas if the pop idols dropped a massive 27 places from number 9, where would they be?
32.
Wrong, 36! How did you get this job?
My abacus is in the other room.
If Blue got a new entry at number 37 and were to climb a massive 11, where would it be?
I can't see. I
37,
can't
and they climb 11 places. They will be
at 25.
26.
This is
26.
Just,
that's what I meant. I meant 26.
Right. Okay.
I'm just giving it you now. I'm just making you look great.
I did think about basically telling you that we were going to do this little chart maths with Wes game, but I thought that'd be too easy.
Yeah, you thought no.
Do you want one more?
Go on then.
Your single enters the chart at number 9.
Yeah.
You drop 18 places. You climb 8 places. And then it stays an on-move for 2 weeks. Where would it be on the only chart that counts?
19.
It's the right answer!
Yeah. Hang on. How did you get that one and you got the easy 3 wrong before that?
You see, I only get the hard ones.
You're like a chart maths hustler.
He's done it again. I only get the hard ones. He's off. Any time is tipping time. It's a carry-on reference, don't worry about it. Right, so, are you going to tell me the big top 10?
I certainly am, yeah.
I like this. Instead of going, at 10, he's going to go, right, at 10, it's,
At 10, it's down 1. Topic in, ladies' night. Number 9 was new yesterday. That's Sophie Ellis Bextor with I Won't Change You. Shane Ritchie, I'm Your Man, a non-mover at number 8.
You're seven kidding, is that still down in the top 10?
It's still inside the
rubbish
top 10.
Rubbish!
Still there. Number 7 was down 4. This is the darkness and Christmas time.
Nice.
Don't let the bells end.
Nice.
6 is down 1. Will Young leave right now. 5 was brand new yesterday. That was Alice Griffin and Bring It On. Black Eyed Peas Shut Up. Up 2 at number 4. Mm. 3 was brand new from Victoria Beckham. This Groove and Let Your Head Go. Non-mover at number 2 for Ozzy and Kelly. And number 1 for week number 3, Michael Andrews and Gary Jules with Mad World.
Beautiful. I thought you did that well, Wes.
I thought you did a very good job.
Thank you very much.
Were you practicing?
No, I haven't been practicing, no. I've just woken up.
Oh, you've woken up? Wes?
Yes?
New entry at 12.
Yes?
Fall 7 places.
Hang on a minute, what?
New entry at
12, yeah?
Fall 7 places.
Yeah?
Drops another 2 places.
Yeah?
Then goes up for the week after. No, it goes up 4 the week after.
Yeah.
Before plummeting a whopping 24 positions in the final week.
Yeah.
Where does it end up?
Would that be, 36?
41! He's rubbish!
You cheated!
No,
you did that wrong!
No,
do that
no!
Again, you did wrong!
New entry at 12, falls 7 places.
12 and falls what?
7.
No, you said 4 falls 4 places.
No, I didn't. You're rubbish.
Did.
Shut up. You're a big girl. Stop
You're
whining.
You're such a liar.
Good morning, Wes. On a scale of 1 to 10 now, how happy are you that you did get up at 5 to 7 this morning?
No, he actually has woken me up now. And usually I'd get up at like 9 o'clock, half 10 or whatever.
Now
I'm up.
What I like about it is the fact that he's up at 7 o'clock, or as it now, 10 to 8 on a Monday morning. He's not back at work till Sunday afternoon.
I know, but
that's
a fast
commitment. Wes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Moyles.
Do a little plug for the chart and then end on Radio 1 and I'll play the number 1.
Don't forget, I'll be back Sunday at 4 on Radio 1.
Radio 1. The UK's official Christmas number 1.
One chart.
One chart.
One station.
One station.
This is Radio 1.
It's a depressing song, isn't it?
I think so. I was quite upset that got to Christmas number 1.
Why?
Because I thought the darkness should have done it.
So I wanted Bo Selector to do it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is that because of your involvement?
No. I don't get any money from the record.
Yeah, but it would have facilitated higher rotation on the video channels.
Well, yeah, that would have been nice. But I asked Avid if I could have some money out of it, and he said, right. That's my only Avid impression.
Yeah, but it was good promotion, you know.
Right.
Trailing forward.
Right.
To a new dawn.
Is she? Right. Oh dear. Good morning, if you just switched on. Hello, I am Chris, and here we are every morning from now until, I don't know,
we get sacked.
Exactly. It's 7:54, 54 big radio minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. I've been listening to local radio DJs, and then what I've learned is you have to tell the time both ways. I don't know how thick they think their audience is, but you go 7:54, 54 minutes past 7.
What, in the same sentence?
Yeah. Just in case you don't know what 7:50, it's now 7:55.
55 minutes past the big hour of 7.
The big hour, and it's 55 Radio 1 minutes.
Okay.
If you're getting your bus at 8...
You've missed it. No, you haven't.
No, you haven't.
5 minutes to go.
It's 7:55.
Well, Unless you live 7 minutes away from the bus stop, in which case you've missed it.
Perhaps. But you should have left the house earlier then, shouldn't you? What's wrong with you? It's habit. You've been going to work, getting that bus for years. Why are you still in the house at 5:02 if the bus stop is 7 minutes away, idiots? Avril Lavigne, Complicated. Lots of text messages from people, because obviously I'm not normally up this time in the morning, which is the weirdest thing in the world for me, to go and do breakfast when my average of getting up is 11:30. And lots of people say, no, don't worry about it. I mean, if you do live 7 minutes away from the bus stop, you can leave the house at 5:02 because the bus is always running late. So I'm learning as I'm going along. Loads of text messages saying that. And my favourite, talking about telling the time, someone goes, Chris, if you're going to do breakfast, you've got to learn to say 7:55, 5 minutes to wait for people like me who are too slow. We really can't work it out. Coming up, Coldplay, Black Eyed Peas, and also more from Comedy Dave as we try and spot him in our little TV advert. So Black Eyed Peas next. Let's get some news and sport with Dom and Jules at 10 o'clock.
Brittany wants a quick end to her weekend marriage.
And it's just a cruise for Arsenal.
BBC. Radio 1. Britney Spears could be single again soon. She tied the knot with a childhood friend in Las Vegas at the weekend, but plans to get the marriage annulled. Newsbeat's Peter Bowes reports from LA.
Oops, Britney went clubbing in Las Vegas and ended up getting hitched. But it was all a joke that went too far, according to a record label. The singer wore torn jeans and a baseball cap as she walked down the aisle of the Vegas chapel. She wed 22-year-old Jason Alexander, who she knew as a kid, but within hours they'd had second thoughts.
CIA intelligence experts are examining an audio tape which they say could be Osama bin Laden. It refers to the capture of Saddam Hussein and was played on the Arabic TV station Al Jazeera. The news editor Ibrahim Halal is fairly sure it is the man behind the September the 11th attacks.
His language is unique, actually. He's always referred to the history of the Arab and Muslim nation, and he has a unique Arabic, actually. It's very difficult for anybody to imitate him.
French air experts say the Egyptian air crash was probably caused by a power failure. 148 people, mostly French tourists, died when the Boeing 737 crashed just minutes after takeoff. Thousands of motorists are facing 2 years of hold-ups on one of the busiest stretches of motorway in Europe. There'll be a round-the-clock speed limit of 40 miles an hour on the M25. It's going to be between junctions linking the M3 and the M4. Researchers in Aberdeen say there's growing evidence that sperm counts are falling. Their study found the amount produced by men fell by 29% over 13 years, and they don't know why it's happening. American scientists are carrying out checks on their space probe, which landed on Mars yesterday. Spirit rovers trying to find traces of water to see if there was ever life on the planet. There's still no sign of the UK's Beagle 2 that disappeared on Christmas Day, but NASA spokesman Stephen Squires says the Spirit landing couldn't have been smoother.
It could not possibly have gone better. I mean, not only did we land right side up, not only is the vehicle completely healthy, but we're exactly where we want to be in Gusev Crater. It's a terrific, terrific landing.
Well, 4-1 was a bit harsh on Leeds, but that's just the way it is with Arsenal. Through to this lunchtime's fourth round draw of the FA Cup, it's at 1 o'clock. Leeds, though, can now look forward to Newcastle on Wednesday in the Premiership. Here's Eddie Gray.
I was just a little bit disappointed for our lads. It ended up 4-1. I thought they put a lot into the game. I thought they worked extremely hard, and they showed a lot of commitment. But, you know, sometimes you've got to hold your hands out on football and say they're a top side.
Harry Kewell's accused of diving for Liverpool's penalty against Yeovil. They won 2-0, but if you check it out, the replays, Kewell wasn't even touched. Man, you came from
behind for the second time in 3 years against Aston Villa to kick them out of the competition.
Oh, what a finish! What a finish from Paul Scholes! And Manchester United have turned it round with two goals in the space of 6 minutes.
It finished 2-1, same scoreline at Loftus Road where Fulham beat Cheltenham of the third division. But better than the footy was the World Darts Championship final last night. Stokey Phil the Power Taylor won his 11th title in sudden death against Kevin the Artist Painter.
The weather this morning, rain in most parts of the UK but drier in southeast of England. Radio Newsbeat is now 8:03.
Oh, you're good. That was so much better.
Thank you very much.
You were so much better than the last bulletin.
What was wrong with the last one?
You were rubbish. Juliet was great.
Yeah, thanks.
You were really, yeah, I thought you were.
I'm clapping myself.
Are you? Yeah, you give yourself the clap, love. Not for the first time. So, the chart yesterday with Wes, right, Victoria Beckham, highest new entry.
Yeah.
Everyone's slagging her. She gets the highest new entry of the week.
Good for her, number 3.
I'm pleased for her.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie Ellis-Bextor,
mm-hmm.
right, number 9.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham, number 3.
There's 6 places different between the two, isn't there?
Where have you walked out of the studio? Where are you?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. Anyway, as I was saying, Dom...
I'm here. Can you not hear me?
Why have you walked away from me? I'm still talking.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you now. And I know exactly why Victoria Beckham's record did better than Sophie Ellis-Bextor's.
Why?
It's all to do with the lyrics.
Yes, that's true.
The lyrics to Sophie Ellis-Bextor's song are the worst lyrics I have ever heard in a pop song in my life. I will showcase this later. I will talk about it. And I think the public needs to realise, you know, you listen to songs all the time, you don't really pay attention.
Yeah.
Right? It's what they do upstairs in the music department. But when you've got to learn these things, right? And I'm pleased, Victoria, the lyrics are better, you know? Don't disturb this group. Who's whispering? What's that? What's going?
It's me. I'm just taking a phone call. Important.
We've got listeners! We've got listeners! There's people listening! Thank you. Right, cheers, Dom. Cheers, Julia. It's 8:05. Welcome, Britain.
It all started way back when, in 1967, DJ called Tony Blackburn, came on the air and said...
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Noel Edmonds, he was next. The man was a musical rebel. Did he play the Beatles? Did he play the Stones?
Two from Doctor Hook. A little bit more, and just like the movies, good morning!
Singing us into the 80s was a man who thought that he was terrific. He spent the night before his very first show thinking of something prolific.
I don't want you to let this go any further, but I spent most of last night considering my first words for this program because I realized they had to be quite prolific. So here goes. Welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Along came Simon Mayo. He was young, gifted and single. After 5 long years on the air, people only remember his jingle. Yeah.
Simon Mayo. Daylight come and we won't wake up.
Since the days of Simon Mayo, things have never been the same again.
Same again.
And the Breakfast Show since 1999 has had a notable lack of men.
So goodbye to Zoe. See you later to come.
Your contract has expired, so get back in your box.
Those days, they have all gone now, but do not shed a tear.
From now until they fire his ass, the Savior is here.
Smile show.
morning, 8 minutes past 8. Good morning.
Shut up.
Wake up with Miles.
Go home with Coxie.
This is Radio 1.
Oh, yeah.
You're just waking up. That was just for you to ease you in to a Monday morning. It's 8:15! Good morning! Right, get up now. Been up since 4:30. I've been up since 4:30 since I wet the bed that New Year's Eve that time.
2 years ago, that, wasn't it?
I don't like to talk about it. So, if you're up early enough, you might have heard Wes talking about the chart. Mad World still number one, Kelly and Ozzy number two. And the highest entry this week, Victoria Beckham. And she's on the phone!
Wow!
Good morning, Victoria!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hola.
Morning. Yeah, hola.
Hola.
Dear,
how are you getting on, Chris?
All right. Obviously, you're listening on your Sky Digital, obviously.
Well, obviously. Yeah, got up specially.
God bless you. I appreciate you making the... Are you in Spain?
I'm in Spain right now, wandering around a Spanish villa in a dressing gown and a pair of Eeyore slippers. It's very glamorous.
Very nice. I'm dressed exactly the same. So you're happy with number three?
I'm over the moon. Now, I genuinely wasn't expecting it when I started out doing promotion for the single, so I'm really, really happy, really happy.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I like it.
Good.
I think it's good, I really do.
Good.
Because I was worrying that it might not be any good. Because I'd heard... No, only because... And I'll back up what I've just said. Because obviously the rumours were flying around that you're doing some R&B hip-hop track and that you're going to be rapping. And everybody got really confused about what it was going to be. And I thought, I think it's a good track.
Thank you. I think there was a lot of people that thought I was going to be rapping. I mean, can you imagine... Just for 1 minute, imagine me rapping. I mean, what a horrendous, embarrassing thought. I think there's a lot of people that thought that, you know, and at the end of the day, I think it's a bit more R&B, but it's still pop music, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah. And it's a catchy chorus, so it's nice.
Thank you very much.
And the lyrics are 1,000 times better than that Sophie Ellis Bextor record. Excuse me. Just had a cough there. You can't say anything, I know. You've got to be careful what you say. I'll say it for you. The lyrics of that record are rubbish. Yours are good. Hence 3-9. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you always do this to me, don't you? You always do it to me.
That's only me saying it. You don't have to have an opinion either way.
Okay. No, I'm really happy. I think there's a lot of people out there that have really supported me this time around, and I think it's been great, and, you know, I'm over the moon with it.
Run me through a typical Monday morning in the Beckham Spanish household.
The Beckham Spanish household. Well, I'm up at the minute with the kids. David having a lying because he hurt his ankle the other day, so he's injured at the minute, and I'm just up getting the kids breakfast, running around, that kind of thing.
What do they have for breakfast?
Toast and cereal.
Hey, what a chef you are.
Oh God, that is so not true. I'm such not a good chef.
Well, I kind of gathered. Toast and cereal. You're having that and you're liking it. Oh, bless him. So are you enjoying it over there?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I spent Christmas, David had a week off, so we were in London.
Nice.
And we came out here for New Year, and yeah, it's really nice, you know, it's nice weather out here, and actually today we went skiing the other day. You can ski like half an hour away from our house, so we went skiing, so that was great.
You're in the papers today.
Well, no, not pictures of me skiing.
Actually, no, you're all right. There's a picture of you clutching your bodyguard in the snow.
Oh, no.
And then there's a picture of your fella with Brooklyn just on, like, a little sledge or something. It's nice. Oh. It's nice, though.
Oh, dear. It was so icy, and I'm at the top of this bloody mountain, and I'm like, I can't get down, and my bum's too bony to slide on my bum, so I had to get helped down, and it was just pure ice, and it was completely embarrassing, but the kids loved it.
You need to get a bit of weight on your love, because with the size of my ass, I have no problem sliding down there. It's not a problem with me.
Well, I could sit still out and then slide on your ass. There you go, Chris.
Oh, hey, baby, what a dream come true. Hey, Victoria Beckham wants to slide down a mountain on my ass. Good morning. What a thought.
Oh, that's worse than me rapping, Chris.
Well, I don't know about that. How is your Spanish?
Oh, Yeah, I can say the, you know, the things you need to say, you know. It's not that great. I'm going to have to start lessons. But I'm trying to do, rather than the old-fashioned Spanish lessons, I'm trying to do a new way of learning, you know, all about word association, you know. And this is how you learn, okay? So if you want to learn the word for cow in Spanish, you imagine a cow doing the hoovering, and it's hoofa. You see? Camarero. Camarero, waiter with a camera round his neck. You know, it's a word association. It's a shortcut and an easy way round, I reckon.
I can help you with your Spanish if you want.
Oh, really? You speak Spanish?
Well, I mean, it's kind of my version. I mean, give me a phrase that you want to say, and I'll teach you how to get that across.
Okay, it's early.
Right. It's early, os. Right? And now the Spanish, I'll understand that, because it's a bit English, shout it, but you put the os on the end. They've got you, right? Do you have any bread, os? There you go. They go, bread os, si, senorita, and you are laughing. Try it when you go out, but you have to shout it really loudly.
Okay.
And by the way, they really appreciate that. They don't find it tilting at all.
One Europe.
Exactly.
We're all Europeans now.
When are you back in the UK?
Back on Friday.
Come and see us.
I will come in. I will.
Pop in.
I'll pop in.
And we'll buy you some Spanish phrase books as presents.
Oh, that's nice, because last time I came in, I think you bought me some cake. So Spanish phrase books is, you know, that's one up.
Well, that's it. I'll bring you more cake, because we need to get some fat on that ass now, so you can slide down in the snow.
And less humiliating is that I have to grab onto some bodyguards to get my ass down the mountain.
Why don't you just slide down in your bodyguard? You pay them, right? They're there for you. Right, just go, right then, Trevor. Oh, whatever his name, I don't know.
Bill. Trevor Sledge.
I don't know, yeah. Right, lie on your front, right? Tie some rope to his ears, right? You and Brooklyn on the go. Whee! You're off.
A human slave.
Yeah, make them, you know, earn their money.
Yeah. So when you size them up, you go, well, he's a nice guy and everything, but he's not that big. We'd only get about me and David on there. We need the kids. We need a taller fella, a longer bodyguard.
And then you get one like Beyonce, you know, a huge house of a man.
Get two together, the whole family can ride down. It's just an idea.
Oh, dear.
Sorry, just an idea.
That's all right.
Well, listen, come and see us on Friday.
I will do.
What's that noise?
This noise here is it's Brooklyn and Romeo going past. They've got like this electronic bike, and I'm trying to walk away from them to sound really professional, and they're chasing me on an electronic bike. That's what it is.
Does Brooklyn know who I am?
No, he doesn't know who you are.
Great, thank you. I feel proud, and my ego's now swelling. I've met him.
But he was a baby.
Well,
he was about a year old.
He probably recognises my mother more than he recognises me.
Oh, how is your mum, Chris?
What?
How is your mum?
She's very well. She'll be listening, actually.
Oh, I like your mum.
Morning, mum.
Morning, mum.
How's your mum?
She's fine. She'll be listening, too.
Hello, mum. Good morning. See, she's doing all right there. Hey, she did well marrying that fella. He's loaded. They've got a nice house in Spain. She's sorted now. Don't you worry about her. There you go. A little message. Hey, says your phone call there, doesn't it, love?
It does.
You don't need to ring her today. Right, let me play your record. I'll let you go back to your kids.
Which
flying
song
around.
Are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play this groove.
Great.
Is that all right?
Yeah. I was wondering.
You sounded a bit crestfallen.
Which one are you gonna play? This groove. Oh, okay.
I love this record. You shut up. Which one's your favourite?
I'd say this groove though. I think is my favourite one.
Yeah.
I really like the chorus. I like the way it goes in. I'll shut up now. Have a great day. Come in and see us Friday.
I will see you then.
Bye. Bye. Hello, team. Sorry, but I slept in. What did I miss at 7 a.m? Love you guys. Keep it up from Bill the Trucker. I always like to get a love from Bill the Trucker.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Coming up, Ultra Beat, Feeling Fine, Jamelia Superstar, details of the greatest contest a breakfast show has ever had, which we'll do after 9:30. I'll tell you about that in a bit. Meanwhile, let's check in on some news and some sport with Dominic Juliet. It's just gone 8:31.
Well, it's on the front pages of most of the papers this morning. Britney Spears is expected to ask a Las Vegas court to get her out of her weekend marriage. She got hitched to her childhood friend Jason Alexander. Her record label says it was a joke that just went far too far. Anissa Webster is an LA divorce lawyer.
I would imagine that with her saying that she was drunk at the time and didn't know what she was doing, and again, if Jason signs an answer where he agrees with that, I would imagine the court will go ahead and grant the annulment.
You know, I really hope this guy, Jason Alexander, by the way, who's a looker? Oh, he's gorgeous, isn't he? Hey?
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's like Justin Timberlake first thing in the morning. He's got a lovely face. But I'm hoping that she goes, let's get it annulled, and he goes, nah, I want half, love. I want the money.
That would be
you think
half
I'm stupid?
Of a lot of money.
You dump me when we're at school, love. I'm getting my own back. I'll have half of that merc for a start, love. I'm hoping that's what's going to happen.
She's in good company where she got married. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore tied the knot there. And also Dixie Chick, Natalie Maines.
Thank God you said that right. I've got chicks... No, next.
Other stories around this morning. A new audio tape said to be from terrorist leader Osama bin Laden is being analysed by American intelligence experts. The speaker talks about the capture of Saddam Hussein last month and is urging Muslims to continue a holy war. Visitors to the US will now have to undergo even more security checks. They'll have their fingerprints and their photographs taken, though it won't affect British passengers until later in the year. Isaac Hutchinson is in charge of the program.
This takes a matter of seconds. It's non-intrusive. We respect individuals' privacy rights, and we're taking every step to make sure that this facilitates the passengers that come through our airports and does not delay them.
Roadside cameras could be used to fine drivers in England and Wales up to £100 for ignoring traffic signs. The traffic management bill is being debated by MPs later on. £2 million is being spent to tackle obesity in English schools. The scheme will target tuck shops and vending machines in 500 schools so they'll offer healthier snacks. Another reality show kicked off last night. It's called Shattered. 10 housemates have to go without sleep for the next 7 days. The winner could get £100,000. But as soon as one of them drops off, the prize money goes down too. Here's a bit of the show.
I can't remember anyone's name.
I've forgotten her name.
I saw a little man in a mask when I looked through for a second.
I've lost the plot completely with it.
So, you know, they don't really
know. That sounds fascinating, doesn't it? Hey, that is brilliant.
They're very tired already, and they've only done 24 hours.
I watched a bit last night. I like the psychiatrist with the great teeth. Hey, what a good-looking chap he is.
He should have become an orthodontist. He looks like Red Rum.
I tell you what, he makes Ruud van Nistelrooy's teeth look normal, doesn't he? Unbelievable. Horsey. They say the guy's a psychiatrist. Imagine going in, I'd like to sit on the couch. No, thank you. I got the wrong room. He's weird. And by the way, I love this. Stay awake for one week they're in. 1 week.
That's right.
100 grand they can win.
Yeah.
Cameron, 9 weeks in the house, 70 grand. Where's the justice in that? It's not fair. And how the hell are you meant to stay awake when Dermot O'Leary's presenting it? Unbelievable, that's what I say.
Well, the FA Cup draw is at 1 o'clock. It's on BBC Two if you want to watch it. Defending champions Arsenal, they got rid of Leeds in style. In the end, it was a cruise at Elland Road. 4-1 it finished, just to remind you. Sure. So, second in the Premiership, Carling Cup semi-final coming up, and through, of course, to the last 16 of the Champions League, is Arsene Wenger on his way to a third successive FA Cup win.
We just want to win our games, like I said, without choosing any competition. And hopefully we have no injuries and can keep everybody playing. Then we try to see where we can go from there.
Kidderminster, they're also in the draw. Rachel wants to go to Molineux next week for the replay with Wolves.
Ginkin. Oh, it goes a long way. Smith is there. Ball's going to Danny Williams has scored. John Williams, spot of the sixpence. A right footed, plants it into the far corner. He's not even on the pitch for a couple of minutes. But John Williams has given the third division side the lead. Kidderminster Harriers won. Wolverhampton Wanderers nil.
And we can't take the ball into the penalty.
Ray with a shot and Ray with the equaliser for Wolves. My goodness, he hit that well. Through a crowd of players into an area. I don't think the goalkeeper could have seen it before the ball was past them. And against the run of play, Wolves have got level. Kidderminster won, Wolves won.
Other FA Cup stuff, Harry Kewell dived, he got a penalty for Liverpool at Yeovil. Elhadj Diouf was booked for diving in the first half before Kewell enjoyed better fortune. He went down without being touched just inside the box late in the second half. I dive there, some of the headlines in this morning's papers with claims from Yeovil that he admitted it wasn't a foul.
Do you remember a few years ago, the Christmas Only Fools and Horses trilogy, where they get the money,
mm-hmm.
right? Was that the same year they Batman and Robin down the road?
Fantastic.
Right? Do you know the Batman and Robin scene, right?
Brilliant.
Woman at the car, counsellor, is getting mugged, right? Girl comes up, excuse me, have you seen any police around here? Woman goes, no, why? Girl goes, because we're going to mug you, right? Girl goes, excuse me, is any police around here? Harry Kewell's missus.
What?
Shereen.
Her out of Emmerdale.
Yeah, the one who the Woolpack fell on top of her the other night, yeah? Shereen. Morning, if you're listening, Mrs. Kewell. Tell your husband to come back.
Fulham beat Cheltenham Town and Man U came back to beat Aston Villa in the other two matches yesterday. Just some other stuff. Australia face a record-breaking run chase to win the fourth and final test against India. The world champions need 443. India declared on 211 for two. And Phil, the power tailor, says he's going to get himself on the rowing machine, on the treadmill. He fancied a bit of boxing too to keep him on top of the darts world. He won his 11th world title last night in sudden death.
Weather this morning, rubbish for most parts of the UK. A bit dry in the southeast of England though. What? It is.
What a trained meteorologist you are.
Yeah, I can't even say that word.
Rubbish.
Meteorologist.
It is rubbish. It's dark and it's dreary and it's dank.
It's what?
Dank.
What's dank?
It's a word my grandmother uses.
Was she insane?
No, she isn't insane.
Oh, good morning, love. Sorry about that. So, how old is she?
She's knocking on the door of 85.
Oh, God bless her. Hey, it's young these days, that. It's young.
It is.
Yeah, it's young. Good morning. I'm backpedalling as quick as I can now. Sorry for saying you were a bit mentally insane. Sorry about that, love.
You can't be a bit mentally insane, can you?
Well, maybe you can.
Well,
you know?
I don't know. Who's to say?
It's kind of like, you know, what time is it? 8:37? Maybe you are. Right, you're a bit bonkers, but you still know what's going on.
This was just the weather as well, wasn't it?
I know it was. Can I just say, Juliet, last night, I rang everybody on the team last night to say good luck for tomorrow morning. I rang Rachel, our producer, Dominic, rang Dave, rang Alad. Didn't ring Scott Ashley, forgot about that. And I rang Juliet. The only one who didn't answer was Juliet. Said this morning, did you not get my message last night? She goes, yeah, but sorry, I was watching the darts. Classy bird. That's what I like. Classy, classy bird. And where was it again? Where was it being held again?
The Circus Tavern in Purfleet.
Circus Tavern. Now then, up to the hockey, jockey, jockey. Nice. Lovely. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 8:44, it's Jamelia and Superstar from Radio 1. Before that Ultra Beat and feeling fine, I am feeling fine this morning. Are you feeling fine?
I am too feeling fine, yes.
Tacky breakfast radio link. First day back to school for a lot of people as well. You won't be feeling fine if you've got lessons at 9 this morning. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. I know people are back to school tomorrow as well. I think it's all dribs and drabs.
I thought it was all today, no?
And I'm almost certain some people are back tomorrow. Rachel knows about this kind of thing, yeah?
Isn't your mum a teacher,
My
Rachel?
My mum's a teacher, she's back tomorrow.
Is she?
Mm-hmm, yes. But she's in today, but the kids are back tomorrow.
Is there a bank holiday in Kidderminster?
No, they call it a kind of away day.
Every day's a bank holiday in Kidderminster.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place to live.
Exactly.
Morning, kidder. Congratulations. Is it congratulations? It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was such a good match. I think so.
They must be gutted, though, because, I mean, they were going through until 5 minutes before the end, and now they've got to go to Molyneux. Hey, was it 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, 2 minutes.
Well, she was there, wasn't she? Sport expert, right?
Leeds United had a great game of football for about 22 minutes yesterday. It was great. We don't talk about the rest of the game. You know, matches should be 20 minutes long, as far as I'm... Well, certain ones, you know what I mean?
It's your thing.
Yeah. Anyway, nice try, Leeds. Thank you very much. Right, so we're going to do a little feature every morning, just after 9:30. It's our little kind of quiz, little game thing. And we kind of need your help on it. Well, obviously, because we need callers, you need to listen to
You're
it.
Crucial to this feature.
Well, what, me?
No, I mean the caller. Well, you too, I suppose.
I thought you as well. Sorry. The idea is you need to play in your car, in your car park at work, right? And it's a car park-based game that involves you being in your car. And the reason I'm talking, we're not going to do it, we're going to do it in just under an hour, but the reason I'm talking about it now is that if you're going to work, and then, you know, you got your car park outside, then you can register now, and if we call you back, you can go down to your car about 9:30 and play our little game. Trust me, it'll be worth it.
Are you going to say what it is now, or are you going to sort of wait and explain it later?
I don't know. What do you think, Rachel?
Because you've got to get the enthusiasm and the excitement building.
I think tease it now, play a record, and then go for it.
How can I tease it without saying what it is? I'm trying my best here.
He's already said...
Say it now, then!
Hold on, then it will do! Don't start just be saying those things about kiddo!
I know!
What? Only dogs can hear us now.
Hello? And people in Kidderminster.
Come on!
Dogs in Kidderminster.
Oh, that's us! Rachel!
You know what I meant.
You've changed.
Saying that about your own people.
I did not.
All the people of Kidderminster listening. I mean, maybe there are some dogs there. Do you know what I mean?
There's no reason why not, is there?
Dogs everywhere.
Yeah.
My friend's got a dog in Kidderminster.
Really? Look, who cares? We're getting off the subject. Anyway, the point of this is, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. If you want to play our little car park-based game that involves catchphrases.
What could it be called, then?
I wonder. 08700 100 100. If you're going to get to work and you can pop out and sit in your car and play our city game, it'll be worth it, trust me. 08700 100 100. Call now.
The catchphrase game in a car park.
Yes. I wonder what it's called. Catch park
car phrase?
No.
Catch park phrase? No.
Keep thinking. A car park and catchphrase, what would you call it?
Together.
It's 8:48. Great record. And hysteria. It's 8:51 in the morning. It's Monday. It's Radio 1. If you've been asleep for 3 months, it's not Sarah in the morning. It's Moyles in the morning. It's not Boyles in the afternoon. It's Cox Sarah in the afternoon. As of today, it's all changed. Sarah's going to be in from 3. On that easy, jammy lifestyle that Dave and I have been leading for the last 5 years. She gets to wake up at a crack of midday, saunter into work about 1:30. Finished by 6, it's the doddle.
It's a dream gig.
We get the nasty gig, up at 4:30 in the morning, in work by 5:15. Great. Good morning. By the way, I'm wearing my good morning t-shirt.
I noticed that, actually.
My brother got me for Christmas.
What's it got on the back?
Good morning, today's date.
There you go, look.
05-01-04.
There you go, it's today's date, Dave.
I know, I was just illustrating.
Right, so, it's a car park-based game about catchphrases.
A car phrase catch park?
No, Dave, car park catchphrase.
Right.
So that's what you missed. Car park catchphrase. That's the game, right? And if you want to play, you need to be in a car park 9:30. Doesn't matter if you're in work or wherever you are. As long as you can then go back to your car in the car park for about 9:30, give us a ring. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Call now. What else was I going to mention?
Oh, Tedious Link.
Tedious Link is back!
Hooray!
It's going to be 9 o'clock every morning. Dave, do you know where it came from? The boss. He who must be obeyed.
Well, he didn't invent it, but he...
No, but he insisted...
Kept it going.
Hey, it was a deal-breaker.
It was?
I'm telling you.
He said, you're not having breakfast unless you bring the Tedious Link with you.
I argued for a few weeks. I mean, you were quite keen, but, you know, I argued because it meant we had to have you on the show. But anyway, Tedious Link is back. It's at 9 o'clock this morning. Nelly and Hodin here from Radio 1. Tedious Link is just moments away.
Ooh.
People going, oh, thanks a lot. I'm not normally listening at 9 o'clock. I'm going to hear it. I'm like, well, we just talked about it now. You just text in. How did you bloody know? You may as well stay listening. You only got another minute.
And this sucks people in till the end of the show. Well, till
I wondered moment. What you were going to say then, Dave. I started panicking already.
Sucks them in.
Are you ready?
It's a hook.
Dave, how do you get to this morning's Tedious Link from the last afternoon Tedious Link, which was, of course, Oasis. What's the story, Morning Glory?
Morning Glory is something you have when you wake up. Wake Up Boo was a big hit for the Boo Radleys. Boo Radley was the name of a character in To Kill a Mockingbird, written, of course, by Harper Lee. Harper Lee shares the same surname as Franny Lee. He used to play for Man City. Man City are managed by Kevin Keegan. Kevin Keegan shares the same Christian name as Kevin Woodford, the celebrity chef. If you add an I to the word chef, you get chief, which is a term referring to a type of tribal leader in many African and Native American communities. Native Americans traditionally live in a type of tent called a teepee. Teepee sounds a bit like Taipei, which is the capital of Taiwan. Taiwan is entirely surrounded by water, making it an island, much like Australia and Guernsey. Guernsey is famous for its cows. Cows live on farms, as do chickens. Chickens lay eggs, as do turtles. And when you think of the word turtle in the context of an early 90s Manchester baggy band with one of the members
course, being the brother of Steve Coogan, you think, of course, of the Mock Turtles.
Turtles?
And Can You Dig It? Which links us to today's first ever breakfast tedious link track. It is the Mock Turtles. Can You Dig It? On Radio 1.
Good morning! This is Fat Ones. Called Mock Turtles, Can You Dig It? Nice one, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Would you say that was a seamless, tedious link?
A seamless?
Shut up.
I'd say so.
Turtles?
What?
Turtles?
Turtles?
Seamless link?
Yes.
Juliet?
No.
Ah!
Now, Juliet
Fallen
is...
at the First Hurdle,
she...
which I believe was a song for the musical Grease. John Travolta sings it. You know, when she slaps him and gets out of the car.
Falling at the First Hurdle, yeah. Kissing a Fool or something.
That's called Stranded at the Drive.
That's it.
I knew it was something similar, yeah. Anyway, go on then.
Well, no, Juliet is picking me up on the cows business, saying that there's no such thing as Guernsey cows, and I meant, of course, Jersey cows.
Yeah, but that's still a mistake.
It's not, because you get cows on Guernsey.
You get cows everywhere.
Well, yes, but Guernsey is famous, amongst other things, for its cows.
No, it's not.
I think they're a breed, actually, Guernsey cows.
Juliet knows her cows.
I know she does. You know, she said before, she goes, she was a milk deliverer, therefore she delivered milk.
Really?
Unnecessary.
One of my first jobs.
Really?
And gold top milk came from Jersey cows.
There you go, Dave, you know nothing.
What do
you
know? Guernsey cows.
Any other mistakes in there?
I think there was it.
Yes.
What?
Australia is a continent and not an island.
It is an island, it's surrounded by water.
Well,
it's an island and a continent.
Wrong. Rubbish again, Dave.
Hearsay, move on.
Hey, where are they on the show? When did you write this? This morning in a brush?
I wrote it on Friday.
Were you at work on Friday?
Yeah, I wanted to pop in and make sure everything was tickety-boo.
Make sure everything was what? Are you down with the kids for phrases like that, Dave? Apparently Jay-Z, right, and Pharrell always say that to each other. Yo, Pharrell, tickety-boo, like that. It's the new urban catchphrase, son.
Telling you.
Yo, Pharrell, yo, for real. I call him for real because it's the truth. Tickety-boo.
Tell you, fresh new flavours.
From the BBC.
Giving you more in 2004.
You make it what it is. Go on then, Roy.
Car Park Catchphrase is coming with me and Mr. Fish.
God bless him. 08700 100 100 if you want to be on Car Park Catchphrase.
Car Park Catchphrase. Turtles.
Good morning.
Turtle friends.
Hello. 08700 100 100. You need to shut up. You need to be in a car, in your car park, just after 9:30. So you can be in the office now and ring up and register. If we call you back, you'll have to get the car. 08700 100 100. Pick the phone up and ring and make us look popular. Thank you. What else have we got to talk about? Is that it for now?
That'll do for time being, I think.
Yeah?
Hmm.
All right, two records, and then we'll talk about the TV advert, because we have a prize to give away. You know the jacket? That I'll tell you in a minute, alright?
This is Radio 1.
God bless her. Joss Stone. Oh, sorry, love, I talked over the end of the song there. I apologise about that. Fell in love with a boy. Comes out the 26th of January. Joss Stone. Who I met, by the way.
Where?
At Radio 1. She was in to do a live lounge for Joe Wiley. Right.
Mm.
And I met her and I met her mum. Right.
She's only 16, isn't she?
Yeah.
I mean, not her mum, obviously.
Oh, her mum's, I think her mum's maybe mid-20s.
Mm.
I'm trying to big her up there, but sounded a bit rubbish. But anyway, so I met her and she's a really nice girl. And we're chatting. She goes, oh my God, Chris Miles, nice to meet you. However she talks. And then she went in to rehearse for the Lifelines for Joe. And I'm chatting with her mum and her mum goes, would you mind talking to my other daughter on the phone? I said, no, of course not. She goes, is that all right? I said, yeah. She goes, I'd just love to talk to you. I said, yeah, of course. So gets the phone out. Beep, 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 beep. I can't remember Joss's sister's name. I apologise, all right?
Not Sharon.
Sharon, no, Dave, no. Right. Or Olivia, right?
Who's Olivia Stone?
The male equivalent would be Oliver Stone.
Oliver Stone. Oh, the director for
right.
It.
So anyway, let's say she's called Julie, right, for argument's sake. So her mum rings. Julie, it's your mum. Hi, are you all right? Yeah. What are you doing? All right, okay. Well, have you got... Yeah, I want to put you on someone, right? Guess who I'm sitting with? Hang on, let me put the phone over to you. It's all right, say that. So yeah, of course. Hello?
Hiya! Who's that?
I said, it's Chris Miles.
Oh, hello, Chris. How are you? All right.
I said, yeah, yeah, how are you? She goes, oh, my God. And you can hear some girls giggling in the background and someone talking. And I'm like, you know, you're all right. She goes, yeah. I said, where are you? She goes, I'm at school in the middle of a religious education class, right? So she's answered the phone. So the teacher's going, who are you on the phone to? She goes, I'm on the phone to Chris Miles, miss. Hang on. Hiya. Yeah, you're right. Have you met my sister? Do you like her record? Make sure you talk about it this afternoon and say really nice things and all that, right? So I actually forgot that day to mention it. So hello to Joss and Joss's mum and Joss's sister. And, of course, Joss's giant. Joss is going to be giant. Bless her. Hey, that'll be a headline in Smash Hits.
Or when she gets to number one.
Yeah, Joss's
giant hit.
Modern. Anyway, so it's a great record, the White Stripes song. She's from Devon.
Is she? That's nice.
Yeah. Devon knows. So there you go. Right, TV advert. You may have seen some of the ads on TV for the new shows. There's Sarah in the afternoon, which is a really funny ad. In the, she's in the car. I won't say too much. You've got to look out for it. BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three. Ads running for the next couple of weeks. Colin and Edith, very funny. The amazing ironic thing, and I don't know if anyone's noticed who's seen the Colin and Edith advert, is Colin doesn't speak in the ad. If only it was like that on the air. And then there's ours. And I'm a bin man. The idea of the ad, right, I feel as though I need to explain it slightly.
Well, it's the idea of the whole ad campaign, isn't it? They're all of the same sort of thing.
We're helping you through your day, right? So I help you in the morning, Sarah helps you in the afternoon.
Colin Edith the weekend.
And I'm a bin man, right? Dave has a cameo in it. He was there all day, 12 hours of filming. But can you spot him? Tonight, before Neighbours on BBC One, 5:36, bang on, right? After CBBC Link, before Neighbours, have a look at the advert. 7 o'clock, BBC Three, just before the news. 10 o'clock, between Dead Ringers and Little Britain. By the way, the Little Britain catchphrase of the Scouse fellow with the glasses in the wheelchair is banned from the show. Anybody who says it has to put £10 in the kitty, right? Anybody who says the catchphrase, and I know you're dying to say it,
say what?
You're dying to say
I'm
it.
Not.
If anybody says that catchphrase, £10, right?
Yep.
So anyway, between...
Can I just clarify something? No. If you were to say the words from the catchphrase but not in the style, does that still count?
If you purposely say it to try and be smart, clever about it, yeah, that counts.
I understand.
Right. Okay, Dave. So, which show will you be watching tonight, Moves 2? Dead Ringers or Little Britain?
I'd like to watch both of them.
Right, okay. Well, which one would you be your favourite?
It's difficult to pick them apart.
Fine. You're not going for it at all,
no.
Are you?
No. Okay.
So watch the advert tonight and try and find out if you can spot Dave and then text us or call us in the morning and tell us if you've seen him. It's a bit of a blink and you miss it, isn't it?
It's like, where's Wally for a new generation?
You can say that again. But don't.
Radio 1.
Joe Wiley.
Is that out a week today? It says it's out a week today on my script here.
Must be.
Oh, there you go. At the cutting edge of fresh new music, this is Radio 1.
Infotainment, you see, Rachel.
Infotainment for the nation, mm-hmm. Though. No, what, love, I can't hear you.
Aled's writing.
No, I know, but you know what he's like.
That's why I said it must be. That was my get out clause.
Beatles, Penny Lane, says here, out a week on Monday. You know what he's like. He just writes that after every song, right? Out a week today, chances are he'll be right on one or two of them.
I'll double check, and if it's wrong, I'll let you know.
Aled's now coming to shout at me in my ear. Hi-yo. good morning! Right, so we're on in the morning then. I'm getting into the flow of it now. Can we stay on till 11? Tell Jo she can have a nice hour in the calf around the corner.
She just bought you a present.
Actually, she did. God bless Jo Wiley on at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Jo.
She's brought us a spud gun and some potatoes for when, quote, Jo Wiley, when Alan becomes too annoying.
She's heard the show.
I know, look at Alan's face! Look at it!
She worked with Alan.
I'm telling you. Nobody works with Alan.
We love work alongside Alan.
So here we go. It's it's the original Spud gun, the coolest gun in the West. It uses three different firing methods: potato pieces, water, and pellets. So we'll try them on the air with Alan tomorrow. Maybe this time tomorrow, that's what we'll do. Fire at Alan.
I'll have to fill in a health and safety form.
Nah, don't worry about it, it's only Alan.
You could fire Prince Albert at him or King Edwards or wherever they are.
There is a major difference between the two, Dave. you want to make it clear which one you're firing at, Alan. I know which one he'd like.
Right.
You've got to make it clear.
Okay.
I'd go for the Prince Edwards.
Shall I research that?
Well, if you want. Right, Alan.
I'd always research Prince Edward or Prince Albert? King Edward.
Oh my god!
Good morning.
Your mother's listening to this.
No, she's not. Look it up till 10.
Hey, well, Wogan finishes in 6 minutes. She'll be flicking across.
Morning, Mum, if you're up early.
Morning, Alice.
Hello.
You alright?
Yeah.
Joe Wiley.
I know.
Got a lover.
This is wearing pink.
Who is pink?
Is this a war between Alan and Miley?
He'll be wearing pink tomorrow.
So last
evening. 10 o'clock, watch, 10 o'clock comes. Thanks very much indeed to Chris, Dave, Rachel, Dominic and Juliet, and Scott and Joe, and Alan, shove it off. Or whatever, because I would imagine Joe would swear in a posh way. Sex and travel.
Yeah.
Right, it's time to play Sophie Alice Baxter's record.
I love this.
Now, Scott Mills pointed this out to me. The lyrics on this record are not the greatest lyrics in the world, it has to be said. Now, I want to make this clear. I like Sophie Ellis Bextor stuff. I really do. And she makes great pop records, right? Since the days of the audience, I've been a fan. Right? Well, you know, likes her stuff. However, this song, the lyrics are the worst lyrics I've ever heard in a pop song. When we wrote our record, You're My Baby, right?
Guess so, life, Rachel. It was classic material.
It was like, you're my baby, I really love you.
What's the next line?
Our love will always be true, right? So you rhymes with true. And the idea was to make it tacky, right? You're sweet and funny, you call me cute names like Fluffy Bunny. Right? They were the lyrics.
Traditional rhyming couplets.
Right? It's like Sophie has heard our version and gone, do you know, that's the way to write records of the future. That's my Sophie Ellis Bextor. I'm going to write songs like this. The lyrics are dreadful. They just rhyme. It's like she's got a rhyming dictionary and gone, love. Right, what rhymes with love?
Glove.
Glove. We fit together like a glove. Your heart is bursting with lots of love. That's what she sings.
Okay.
So to highlight this, we've done our tribute to Sophie Ellis Bextor. I think it's only fair we should play it for you now. Featuring the vocal talents of myself as my pop alter ego, Sophie Bellis Wexford. This is our version. I used to write my lyrics in the bath. Tell me a joke and you'll hear me laugh. My records are successful and that's no curse. But now I think my lyrics are getting slowly worse. It's normally quite easy, just make it rhyme. It works for me every time. But sometimes I get stuck and it makes me mad. So I just write a lyric that doesn't rhyme with mad. Can't write. I write something about my baby.
Can't write.
Then I make it rhyme with maybe.
Can't write.
Then I'll go and change my style. Cause I can write a hit record without a crocodile. Now I'm in the chorus, it starts to flow. The words all rhyme, you know. Then I look quite moody on top of the pops. But I can make a hit record with even chicken pox. I used to change my style like I'd say. I'll still change my underwear if that's all right with you. Sophie, you should be ashamed of yourself. Unless she's being extremely ironic and I'm just not getting it. You know, it's a nice pop song and all. The lyrics are awful. Awful. Awful.
Straight in at number 9, though.
Hey, yeah, in with a bullet, number 9. Pew! There you go. But do you know what? More people bought Shane Ritchie, I'm Your Man, than bought Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
More people bought that record from that fella out of Fame Academy. You know the one with the big nose? Alistair Griffin, number 5.
Oh, is that who he was? Mm-hmm. I didn't know who he was. Alistair Griffin, eh? You'd change that name for a start. Anyway, good morning, Sophie, for listening, love. Hope you're all right. Come on the show, why don't you abort?
Big up yourself.
I don't think she'll come on the show now. Oakenforth, Dido coming up. It's news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9:30.
Brittany wants a quick end to her 2-day marriage.
And Dublin wants the divers out.
BBC.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Britney Spears should be single again soon. She tied the knot with a childhood friend in Las Vegas at the weekend, but plans to get the marriage annulled. Here's Newsbeat's Peter Bowes from LA.
Oops, Britney went clubbing in Las Vegas and ended up getting hitched. But it was all a joke that went too far, according to a record label. The singer wore torn jeans and a baseball cap as she walked down the aisle at the Vegas chapel. She wed 22-year-old Jason Alexander, who she knew as a kid. But within hours, they'd had second thoughts.
British troops are likely to be in Iraq for years rather than months. That's according to the Foreign Secretary Jack Straw. He says lives would be at risk if coalition forces pulled out before the country was stable. CIA intelligence experts are examining an audio tape which they say could be Osama bin Laden. Here's some of it. It refers to the capture of Saddam Hussein and was played on the TV station Al Jazeera. The news editor Ibrahim Halal is fairly sure it is the man behind the September the 11th attacks.
His language is unique, actually. He's always referring to the history of the Arab and Muslim nation. And he has a unique Arabic, actually. It's very difficult for anybody to imitate him.
Traffic wardens could get the power to fine motorists £100 if they ignore road signs. It's part of the traffic management bill being discussed by MPs later. Researchers in Aberdeen say there's growing evidence that sperm counts are falling. Their study found the amount produced by men fell by 29% over 13 years. They don't know why it's happening. Victoria Beckham has failed to knock the Christmas number one off the top of the chart despite a massive PR campaign, but Posh's double A side This Groove was the highest new entry at number 3, and this is what she told Chris earlier in the show.
I'm over the moon. No, I genuinely wasn't expecting it when I started out doing promotion for the single, so I'm really, really happy, really happy.
Harry Kewell's penalty for Liverpool in their FA Cup tie at Yeovil isn't going down too well. Claims that he's admitted it wasn't a foul all over the back pages. Dion Dublin, whose side were beaten by Man U at Villa Park, says divers should be kicked out of the game.
I feel quite strongly about these things, to be honest, and I think if somebody purposely acts and cheats, then I think it's wrong. Having gone from the front all the way to the back, you know some of the tricks of the trade. You know that you put your leg there, he's going to go over and get a free kick, and it makes you look a bit stupid.
The draw for the fourth round of the FA Cup is at 1 o'clock today. Elsewhere, Alan Smith's accused of clashing with Adu in the papers. The Brazilian is complaining about Smith's rough tactics, apparently. Yeah. Now, Australia need to conjure up a world record-breaking performance to give Steve Waugh a good sending-off against India in the final test match in Sydney. They've been set a target of 443. The Tories declared at 211 for two. And Phil Taylor's won his 11th World Darts title. He beat Kevin Painter in a sudden-death finish.
Weather this morning, wet and horrible for most parts of the UK, but a bit drier in the southeast of England, though. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 9:33.
See, he's put a bit more effort into his weather. At 8:30, the weather was rubbish. And yeah, that was it.
Wet and horrible, bit more descriptive.
Ian McCaskill's turning in his weather grave.
But that's what it is, though. If it's wet and horrible, it's wet and horrible.
Rubbish.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay. You done now for the day?
Yeah, I'm going to go and watch a film.
Really?
You're not going to stay till the end of the show?
I can't stay till the end of the show. I've got a taxi outside to pick me up at 9:40, and I'm going to watch a film.
What?
Do you want me to say why?
Mucky movie.
No, it's not. It's not what it is.
Why?
It's the new Tom Cruise film. Because Dom and Tom head to head tomorrow afternoon.
Tom meets Dom.
Yes. Tom meets Dom rather than the other way
Dom
around.
Meets
I like
Tom,
that. Yeah.
Tom meets Dom. Coming soon to Radio 1.
Got a good ring, isn't it?
Tom. That's the only thing you want to say is that introduction out of you. Tom.
That's good.
And what's his movie?
Pom Pom.
It's the last samurai. Does he play the last samurai?
He plays the last ever samurai.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fascinating, though.
It is good.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, a samurai. I've always thought when I've looked at him, you know.
Samurai.
In Days of Thunder, I thought, strange, he's got a samurai look to me.
Top Gun, negative Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
Is that your back?
Samurai.
Are you walking out the studio again? Don, where are you going?
I'm here.
I don't want to talk to you. You keep walking further away.
Hello.
What are you going to ask him?
I don't know. I haven't really worked that one out.
Don't
yet.
Make jokes about him being short. He doesn't
can't do
like
that.
It.
No, can't do that.
No. So, that, you know, if your opening gambit is, Tom, where are you? Oh, you're down there. Nice to meet you.
What's the weather like down there? Don't want to do that.
It's not going to go down well at all, right?
I'll have to ask him about the film. And then after that, you know, it's anyone's guess, really.
Is the law now going to be from now on that we have to ask the Back to the Future trilogy question? Are we going to change them?
Good, it's always gone down well so far, hasn't it, with
like
our big name guests.
What's your favourite Back to the Future movie?
David Blaine liked that question.
Yeah, it was...
I have to say, I think it's the original Back to the Future, Shazam.
Yeah.
Because that's how he talks.
That's David Blaine.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll do questions. When are you interviewing him?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Maybe we'll do that. Questions for Tom Cruise tomorrow.
That's a good question. Probably not the first question I'll ask him. Yeah. Perhaps we'll get through all the movie stuff.
Tom, when you saw the Robbie Williams, Nicole Kidman video, did you think to yourself at any point when she was lying on the bed, oh, bugger? I don't know. Just a thought.
We're here to entertain you each morning from 7. We finish up at 10, then we leave at half 11. If you listen every morning and think our show is funny, the figures will go up and we'll get paid much more money.
25 to 10 is Oakenfold.
Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Nothing I have is truly mine.
Dido on Radio 1, God bless you, she's lovely, eh? You know, chicks over 30, they love her, they can't get enough. So she's like a friend, isn't she, Dido? She's like a friend to these girls.
Do you think?
Yeah. Rachel?
I love that song.
I rest my case, no further questions,
but
Your Honour.
I'm not over 30.
Nearly 30.
Hey, you're knocking on the door, love. Do you know what I mean?
I'm 21.
Yeah. Don't do the joke, Chris. if you're looking in today's Sun, by the way, if you're up early enough, you got a copy of the Sun, go out and get one later. If you've heard the show a fair bit this morning, Victoria, God bless her, in Bazaar, she's done like a report card on today's show, and you tick the boxes, and it's, I think the categories are chat, music, news, whatever.
Comedy.
Yeah.
Co-hosts.
Yeah.
And then your final verdict. You can kind of put your thoughts on basically how you think the show went.
So you tick it, right, and then you cut it. Alan, what's your problem, love?
Sorry. Yeah? I was scratching.
What?
I was scratching.
Okay, well, that's your personal hygiene, not my problem. Right, so have a look at that in the Sun, and I'm wearing a lovely Alan Road Emails, which is my mate Dave Shack's book, which is all about a season of Leeds United. A great present from anybody, even if you're not a Leeds fan, it's a fantastic read.
Nice plug.
Thank you very much. And now, for the first time ever...
It's time for Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Car Park fans, this is our brand new feature every morning. It works so well in the pilot, it's made it onto the air, unlike on the buses. Right, so the game features me, obviously, I am the host, and the man who is absolutely gorgeous, the king of the quizzes, Roy Walker. You're looking beautiful, Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, Roy. Obviously, we can't play the game without our contestants, so let's meet our two contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi Chris, my name's Lisa and I'm from York.
Oh, very nice. Clifford's Tower and all that, and the Minster, and the Jorvik Viking Museum.
Never been.
Have you not?
No.
Really? Halfway around it smells of wee and poo.
Yeah, I think that's why.
Yeah, well, you used to anyway, but, you know. Well, you can say that about lots of places in York. Only talking! So, whereabouts are you parked?
I'm parked at work in Darlington, which is Orange.
What do you do? Orange?
Manager. Yeah, Orange. Ooh, mobile phones, nice. You know.
And what kind of car are you in?
I'm in a Ford Focus, a very dirty black Ford Focus.
Ford Focus. All right, wind your window down. Let's see your horn.
Okay, 1 second. Oh, I'm getting people beeping at me already, Chris.
Don't you worry about that. Nice one!
Alright.
That's a nice horn.
Thank you.
Alright, good luck.
Cheers.
Right then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name? Where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's Matt from Chatham.
Hello, Matt.
Hiya, mate.
Hello, mate.
Very chatty in Chatham.
Yeah, I am, aren't I?
It's a bit nervous. It's early in the morning for a lot of people.
It is. It's well early, mate.
Right, where are you parked, mate?
I'm actually broken down in a home-based car park. I broke down on a roundabout. I had to push it all the way in.
Oh. But then it means you can be late for work.
Exactly. And phoned up.
And play our great competition.
That's why I phoned.
All right. What car are you in?
I'm in an old banger Fiesta.
Ah, an old banger Fiesta. Yes, so mate. Many jokes, Dave. So
not enough time.
What colour is it?
It's red, but also it's also dirty, just as much as the other contestant.
Ah, oh, lovely. All right. Okay, wind your window down. Let's see your horn.
1 second.
Oh, nice.
Different tones to the last one.
So let's see yours again. And Matt. Lovely. God, thank God. We did it in the pilot. We found somebody with the same car horn. It was very confusing. Matt John, who was that? Okay, all right. So you're both ready to play the game, but you can't play until you've heard the rules. Roy, what are the rules?
Thanks, Chris. Now, before we start, let me quickly run through the rules so everybody knows how to play the game. In a moment, Chris will describe what he can see in front of him with the help of your friend and mine. It's Mr. Fish. And when you think you know what the car park catchphrase is, buzz in with your horn and we'll see if you're right. All you have to remember in this game is the golden rule. Say what you hear.
Say what you hear. Right, do you understand, Lisa?
Yes, I understand, that's fine.
Right, catchphrases. I'll see Mr. Fish doing it, but I'll describe it to you, obviously, because you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt, right. When you think you know what it is, you're buzzing with your car horn.
Will do.
All right, easy, isn't it?
Yep.
Good, they sound so excited. Told you we should have done Miles' big ones. Anyway, right. So, if you're ready, I'm ready. Roy, are you ready?
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right. I can see a man in a big white hat. There are some other men also wearing the same white hats. There's a large pan of what looks like soup that's cooking. Who was that? Was that Matt?
That was Matt.
Yes, Matt.
Too many cooks spoil the broth.
Too many cooks spoil the broth.
You're absolutely right. That's what we were after. Well done.
All right, so that's one to you. It's best out of three, by the way. So if you need to stay in the game, you need to get this one right, Lisa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, you're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
All right, there's Mr. Fish. He's walking along with a horse on a leash. He's taking him to a fresh water lake. Looks like Mr. Fish is trying to get the... Who was that?
Me. Matt.
Hang on.
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa first.
Sounded like Lisa. Lisa, what is it?
You can take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
You're right! Oh, hey, it's neck and neck.
Nail-biting stuff.
It's one apiece. You can win some great prizes, but who will win? Lisa or Matt? Us is exciting as Millionaire, but without the money. All right, here we go, then.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Good luck to the pair of you. I can see a lot of eggs in what looks like a nest. A couple of chickens have popped out of the eggs. There's Mr. Fish. Mr. Fish is trying to count the chickens. Oh, who was that?
Matt.
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 Don't count your chicken eggs. Oh, no, what is it?
That's wrong.
Don't count your chicken eggs. Don't count your chicken eggs.
Oh, yeah, it's good, but it's not right.
Oh, dear.
Let's have some more clues.
All right, so he's trying to count the chickens. He's being told not to. I think he's been told not to count them until they've hatched.
Oh.
Lisa, feel free at any point, love.
I am a baby. Beeping.
Where was it?
Lisa.
Lisa, go on.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Excellent.
Don't. Oh.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang on. I'm looking at my screen and I've worked out. Which button I'm pressing?
You're a winner!
Yay! Hey, hang on there, Lisa. Matt, I'm sorry about that, but you were rubbish.
No worries, mate.
Don't count your eggs with a chicken.
Yeah.
Sadly, it was wrong, but don't worry, you don't go away empty-handed. Oh, no, sorry, you do. Sorry about that.
Never mind.
Have a great day, mate.
And you, mate. Take care.
Good luck with the car.
Hopefully.
Bye.
Bye.
Lisa, you're the winner.
Come on, nice one.
All right, so you get a choice of prizes.
All right.
You can either have the traffic light air freshener.
Right.
The fluffy dice with a picture of Aladon. Or the Chris Moyles car park catchphrase crook lock.
Oh, I want the clock. Sorry, Alid.
No, it's not a
crook lock. Not a clock.
Crook lock, you dippy cow.
Oh, crook lock, sorry. Yeah.
Why in a car feature will we give away a clock?
I don't know. I thought you said clock.
Chris Moyles, car park catchphrase, crook lock. I've been practicing that for weeks and I go, oh, I'll have the clock, please. I'll have one of those crook clocks. All right, well done. You win.
Cheers.
Have a nice day at work.
I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless her. So there you go. That is car park catchphrase. It's very, very simple. It's very, very easy. Thanks for playing. If you want to play tomorrow, give us a ring just before 9 o'clock and you can be playing. But please show your appreciation for Mr. Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of car park catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Rachel Stevens. Thanks for listening to the show this morning. I hope you've enjoyed it. And we're back tomorrow just before 7 o'clock. Make sure you listen to Sarah this afternoon on your way back from work or school or whatever. Joe Wiley is up next. This is Basement Jacks.